Welcome to Story Smash, the storytelling game show. And now, please welcome the creator and host of the show, Story Smash, Christine Blackmer.
So happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. We're going to have a fabulous evening. And let me now introduce to you the Wheel of Stories. All right, you guys, there's 12 permanent topics on the Wheel of Stories, including three spaces that say audience. If the contestant lands on audience, then that's your opportunity to shout out your favorite story topic, and one of our expert judges will choose it to be the topic for the contestant. And speaking of expert judges, let's bring him on right now. All right, you guys, this first guy coming to the stage, here comes the music now. Come on, brother. Yeah, he's a comedian. Its show, and he's also a broadcaster for the LA Derby Dolls. He's also one of the funniest people you will ever follow on Twitter. Please welcome the amazing Blake Apache. All right, you guys, this next expert judge, she's a comedian and an actress and a writer best known for her correspondent work on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for almost 9 years. She also has a half-an-hour stand-up special on Showtime called Here Comes Trouble and a one-hour stand-up special on Amazon called You Did This to Me. And now you can hear her on SiriusXM on the station She's So Funny. Please put your hands together for the very talented Kira Soldanovich! All right, you guys, our final judge tonight, he's a comedian and a writer and an actor, and you've seen him on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and if you remember the show called The Sopranos, yeah, he was on that too. He now has a fabulous podcast called The Mental Health Comedy Hour with Jennifer Scolari. I never miss it. And also, guess what? This guy and I share the same birthday, January 7th. He's my brother from another mother. Please put your hands together for Ed Crasnick! You guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Christine. Thanks for having us.
Welcome, Ed Crasnick. Welcome, Kira.
Yay.
Hi.
Are you on, Kira?
Yeah, hello.
What a wonderful audience we have here tonight, guys.
They are fantastic.
Boy, I've never seen a better looking crowd.
I'm so glad everyone has a snack. That's exactly how comedy should be consumed.
I think so, too.
While eating.
Does everyone have any kind of trail mix that they can pass ahead?
It's not a very COVID-friendly.
Do you have anything that goes with zucchini, and especially large zucchini?
We're going to use these to scare some cats later.
Have you heard of that? Blaine was telling me about this video. Tell him, Blaine.
Cats are terrified of cucumbers, and if you put one behind them and they turn around and see it, they'll jump straight up in the air because they think it's a lizard.
That's what I do when my wife, forget about it.
All right, now listen, we're going to play three rounds of the show tonight.
Nobody told me we were playing rounds of anything.
The first round is going to be a true one-minute story. So they're going to come up, spin the wheel, whatever they land on. They tell a one-minute story. And then the second round, guess what? 2 minutes!
What?
Double the fun!
Oh,
the audience knows. Now, that's a fan. That's a true fan. And look, the contestants are responsible for their own time. And you don't want to go over your time, you guys, because if you do, then you'll hear this. Yeah, you hear that? That's a big mess. A big flipping mess. And then their time is over. We go right to the judges.
Perfect.
Okay? Yeah. You guys feel good about it?
Feel good.
I mean,
sure,
I don't, to be honest. A lot of paper. It's like going to the doctor's office. There's paperwork here.
Now, you are judging on three things. You're judging on the time, of course, the actual story, and the ability to stay on the topic. So there's three things you're judging on, and what's going to happen after the second round is you guys are going to whittle it down to two contestants to go on to the third round to spin the wheel again and tell a true 3 minute story.
Oh.
You see how it goes? One, two, three.
Okay. So
this is great. I can't wait. Staying on topic is one of my favorite things, Christine. I was driving down here thinking about staying on topic. I was driving by the In-N-Out. You know, In-N-Out is sort of taking a Chick-fil-A position.
Yeah.
But then it was like there was a guy in the crosswalk and I didn't see him. He was wearing one of those Lyft scooters. Anyway, sorry, I was
No, no, this is great.
Can I judge his story
staying
now?
On top.
Oh, guess what?
Oh, it's not Blaine. Okay,
no, not Blaine. No, Blaine's not telling the story.
Wait, I'm judging myself, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
Here's what I forgot to tell you. There's an audience member playing tonight.
Ooh.
Somebody out here in the audience who has put their name in the can of truth is going to get called to play Story Smash. So we look forward to that as well.
Can I bring the can of truth home?
Do we?
yes, Kira, we look forward to the audience member.
Yes.
You know, if you put the can of truth behind a cat, jump straight up here. Terrified.
We have a can of truth in my house. No, it's in the bathroom. Never mind.
I got the first contestant's name in my hand right here, and this is the person coming up. All right, you guys. Now, this contestant, she hails. Here comes the music. A little lower. She hails from Vestal, New York, and she's performed all over California, the Midwest, and in New York. She is, in addition, an award-winning filmmaker, an award-winning screenplay writer, and a television writer. And you can find her jokes on Laugh USA on SiriusXM. She's been published in LA Weekly and featured in the Judy Carter humor books. How about that? Please put your hands together for Wendy Wilkins! Yay, Wendy! Let's tell her what to do, guys. All right, here we go. Let's get this game started.
This has been brought to you by Jack Daniel's 2% milk. 2% milk, 98% Jack Daniel's. Get your breakfast on with Jack Daniel's 2% milk.
Oh, my God. Now, here's what's so crazy. She just landed on audience. And this girl, Wendy Wilkins, is so diligent. I see her over there studying stories. She's working so hard on performing for you people. And then she lands on audience. How about that?
What does that mean?
Well, now, what's going to happen is you guys throw out any story suggestions you have. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Fun park?
It's a connection. What's there?
That sounds exciting in itself, a fun park. What do you guys want to hear? First date?
Ooh.
What else?
Worst date.
One night stand.
18th date. 18th date. 18th.
All right, we got one night stand. We've got worst date and first date. Anything else?
And fun park.
What'd you hear? Dog stories.
Dog interesting. Stories.
A date.
It's a connection.
What's that? Calling customer support. Now we're getting specific.
Did somebody say roofie, I heard, in the back?
You know, that suggestion is important to us.
Roofie?
customer support.
All right, what's it going to be, guys? What do you think, Kira?
I don't know. I think worst date is, you can't ever go wrong with a worst date.
I think that sounds like a really good one, too.
I'm setting you up to win right now.
All right.
All right, Wendy Wilkins, give her 1 minute on the clock, and here we go.
All right. I first lived in L.A. I ended up working at the Virgin Megastore, if anybody remembers that. The timer's not going. I will wait until it goes. Hold on. It got unplugged. That, see how professional I am
on
this?
Wendy.
Yeah, giving her a perfect score for that, right?
I will start again, and I will do my intro again. Ready, Tom? All right, so when I first got to L.A., I worked at the Virgin Megastore. It's no longer here. It was across from the Laugh Factory. And I worked in the video department. And we would get a lot of, like, famous people filtering in. That's where I accosted Ben Stiller once. Like I just, like, all these people. So this guy kept coming in, and I was like, I swear he's a Penn. I swear he's a Penn, like, of Sean Penn. And I was in love with Chris Penn. I always liked the little brothers, like Kevin Dillon, you know, Emilio Estevez. I know he's older, but he's shorter. So, yeah. Anyway, so this guy kept coming in, and I was like, are you Penn? He's like, no. But then we started talking, and he asked me out on a date, and he showed up on the date and, like, in a somebody was driving, and he takes me out on the date, and we go to the movies, we see Jurassic Park, and we go have dinner. And when we're having dinner, he tells me, oh, I used to buy drugs down the street. And I used to bleach my needles and everything. And needless to say, I did not go out with him again.
Wow, look at that. It's an exact one. She landed right on 1 minute. It's a great way to start the show. I love the story. Kira Sultanovich.
I'm going to assume he was a drug dealer. He was a Penn. He was a Penn. He lied to you. Definitely a Penn.
He was a Penn. Ed Krasnick.
I love, first of all.
Use your microphone, would you?
I'm the Ethel Merman of game show.
First of all, your awareness is amazing. Your consciousness of the clock is tremendous.
Your clockwork is really
clockwork.
I want you there.
Oh my God, you're amazing, and your awareness and your presence, and you stayed on topic, and it was fabulous.
He's trying to sleep with you.
I'm trying to sleep.
Not
with
a
you.
Problem. Let's do it.
And the bleach needles were of interest to me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you. What do I do?
Well, there's no judging. There's no score.
No score.
You
no
can
score.
Make up a score. Go ahead, Ed.
72.
72. All right, blink a patch.
I don't know why you wouldn't go out with him again. He had such clean needles. I'm going to give you 73.
73 points. All right, let her hear it. Wendy Wilkins. There she goes. Wendy Wilkins, that was a great story. Right on a minute. A nice way to kick off the game.
And, Wendy and I were talking about our heavy alcoholism in the 90s, listening to the Smashing Pumpkins before the show. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We used to throw up in Fellini's all the time in exchange for this announcement. I think it's Matza now, isn't it? Is it down by Matza? Yeah, we used to get fucked up.
Oh, man.
It was great. We grew out of it, I think.
All right, you guys. I have the name of the contestant coming up next. And this person, he is a comedian, and he has a brand new show on right now. It's also a game show. It's on YouTube. It's called For What It's Worth. It is a rock and roll game show. And I was on it. And you were too, right, Blaine?
I was on it.
It's a great show. He's also the creator and the host of the Road Stories podcast. And he's a co-host on the Rock Solid podcast. Please welcome the very talented Murray Valeriano. Here he goes. All right, guys, tell him what to do.
Come on.
Spin.
That.
Spin.
Wheel.
Wheels.
The spin brought to you by Car Alarms, letting you know a motorcycle went by. Car Alarms.
Drunk Tank.
Drunk Tank?
I have a minute?
A minute. Drunk Tank.
All good Drunk Tank stories are like 10 minutes at least. Oh, man. I only have one, and it sucks. All right, here we go. Don't judge me. I swear to God.
We are supposed to judge you. That is literally our job.
Don't judge me. You
there
judge
are three
me.
Jews judging you. Do you understand? Only Jews are allowed to judge.
It's Judge Judy.
It's Judge Jews.
All right.
I'm a Scientologist.
That is not what your complexion tells me. Oily.
Can I do a preface before I start?
Sure, Murray.
All right. I'm a nice person.
Nope. Too late.
That's what I say to my therapist every week.
Camo pants and a denim jacket. There's, too late.
I'm going to say something, but it's going to be horrible, but it turns out good. All right. Speaking of drunk 90s, boom. 20 years ago, I get popped coming out of here for being drunk, and I get taken down to the Hollywood police station.
Oh,
and years ago, in high school or college, somebody told me, hey, if you ever have to spend the night in the drunk tank, tell them you have AIDS. They will, I told you, tell them, and they'll put you in your own special cell, and you won't have to get beat up. And I'm like, I can't do that. I can't. So I told them I had gonorrhea. And so what they didn't tell me is, like, they're like, oh, well, now you got to go see the LAPD doctor who's down in the fucking Twin Towers at LA County. So I get shipped down there, and I got to go to the doctor, and it's like, the woman's like, you have gonorrhea? I'm like, yeah. She's like, how long have you had it? I'm like, a while. She's like, what are you taking? I'm like, I forget, it's at home. He's like, all right, well, he's clear. She stamps me, she puts me in. They take me through general population, right? All the gangbangers. They lock me in a room with a glass window while all the gangbangers just stared at me going like this. And that's it.
Okay, that's it. Now, stay right here. Now, there was supposed to be a smash because he went over by 2 seconds, but, you know, I don't think that's that
it
much.
It doesn't count.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't count.
2 seconds,
he's,
yeah. I got to tell
you. Alcoholic.
I've heard that.
They don't know how to tell time.
You know what's so funny? This is the first person who ever spun and landed on Drunk Tank and actually went to a drunk tank. Wow. That was unbelievable. Blink a patch.
Seriously, right outside here in, like, 2000, there was a big drunk driving sting.
Yeah.
Everybody got popped.
Wow.
Everybody got popped.
Wait, Sting got arrested out front?
Yes. Pre-police.
Wait, Sting has gonorrhea?
He has tantric gonorrhea. The worst gonorrhea.
For 7 hours.
Yeah, it's like 30 hours of gonorrhea.
Blaine, what do you think?
Don't turn on the red light.
You know, I guess I was doing it wrong. I told him I had diarrhea.
Not as popular, but still.
Yeah.
74 points.
74 points. We're not using points. But anyway, Kira Sultanovich.
I've known Murray for a very, very long time.
Okay.
And I just want to say he actually does have gonorrhea. So, because I have gonorrhea. And so you weren't lying. You were just telling the truth. and trying to make yourself seem so negative 74. So you're down to zero.
Okay. All right. Okay. She's keeping score. She's actually got, she's adding numbers. Ed Krasnick.
Wait, am I, has the show changed? Are you supposed to have numbers?
No, there's no numbers.
Oh my God. I was here in 1948. It was a different show. Israel was a state.
Do you, you remember when Eleanor Roosevelt dared you to do all those somersaults and you broke your ankle?
I totally remember that. Holy and FDR shit. Looked pissed. But you couldn't pretty, hide it in the chair.
You were pretty fucked up. Let's take a look at that
fucked
clip.
Up now. Eleanor Roosevelt's a bit. Anyway.
What did you think?
I loved. Murray, you've been through everything. That's yeah. the thing. You can look at Murray and you just say, he's had a life. He's enjoyed life. He's gone through life. And he's a nice man who had gonorrhea at
yep.
one point.
Yep.
He's... And I loved it. I loved what you said. I love your storytelling. I'm a fan.
All right. Murray Valeriano. Let him hear it, you guys. Murray Valeriano. It's a great story. Yeah, I thought that was just a fine story. sorry, I'm here with the little alcohol wipes. Okay, great. Yeah, that's gonna be the difference
Murray's gonna
right
need
there.
That for his junk.
Yeah. This is
here,
gonna
suck
be
suck that
difference.
Dry, Murray. Suck it.
All right, you guys, coming to the stage right now for a true 1 minute story. Oh, okay. Now this guy, he does stand-up sets all around town, and he also writes fiction. His latest fiction, piece of fiction, I read it. I don't know if I told you I read it. It's called Bringer Show. It's about being an open micer who gets into some trouble at his Bringer Show. And it is available on Amazon. Please welcome the very talented Craig Spivak. Craig! Here he comes, guys. All right, let's tell him what to do.
Wheel!
That's a good spin.
The spin brought to you by Tushy for the wettest balls at work. Tushy.
Oh, God.
He landed on audience. Oh, I love my game so much.
Oh, man.
I love this game. All right, you guys. Throw out your audience suggestions. Hey. Storytelling suggestions one more time.
Gonorrhea.
Still with it.
Food poisoning.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nice
mom.
Connection. Yes.
Mom and dad.
Public restroom while having food poisoning.
What else? DMV.
DMV.
Kind of $20,000 pyramid-ish, this show.
Yeah, I think a shit your pants story is in order.
Okay, good. A shit your pants story.
I love it.
All right, Craig Spivak. Let him hear you guys. Craig Spivak, come on. This game is not easy to play. Give him a round of applause. Come on.
Come on, Craig. Pick one of them. Pick one of them.
I just shit my pants. Thank you. Shit. Oh, where to begin? I knew I was in love the first time recently. Actually, this is true. It's very true. I was talking to my girlfriend. She, ex-girlfriend now, blah, blah, blah. She lives in San Bernardino. I live in L.A. It was a long drive. And I ate too much. Oopsie poopsie. A little Chinese food. And I was like, oh, I'll be fine. It's only a fucking 2-hour ride. And got the fucking, I don't know, Crescenta. I don't know what the fuck it was. And
I shit my pants.
And I got on the phone with her, my baby girl. This is your man. And she's an older lady. She's a couple years older than me. And I was saying baby girl to her, which was nice. And I said, baby girl, please have the toilet ready for me because Papa's coming home. And he's coming home. He's going to slide into home into your toilet. That's all I got.
All right, Craig Spivak. 52 seconds. It's 52 seconds. It was still a great story. Ed Krasnick.
Craig, I admire so many things about you. One is how you went over to this woman and just put your hand on her shoulder. Yeah. Because apparently, like, shitting your pants is going to offend her in some way. And I just putting a hand on the shoulder, like, everything is okay. And I loved your deadpan. Sure, I love it. It was fantastic. That killed me. Yeah. And then you're detailed. Your man is coming home. There was, like, some kind of a lingo thing that you were doing with the storytelling. And I loved it. I'm a big fan. Always now. That's it.
Kira Sultanovich. Yep.
I'm just impressed that you told her the truth.
Yeah.
You could have said a million other things. It could have been an alien abduction. There could have been a
hot coffee.
In town,
hot coffee.
Gonorrhea.
And you could have turned around and left and gone home.
Yeah, I know.
But you were honest with her.
Yeah.
What kind of man are you? That's amazing. Are you from the turn of the century?
Mm-hmm. Another century, another world.
Good for you. Mazel tov. Sorry, I just, as Jews.
Mazel tov.
Blank a patch.
Your man is coming home.
We were amazed at how well you treated her, so she's here tonight.
It's this woman here. That's why the hand is going on.
Craig, it was a great story. Please don't act like you're being scolded. I loved it when you said, I knew I was in love at the beginning of a shit story. That's always a good sign. That's usually how the good Dear Penthouse Forum starts. And I have broken up with a lot of women because I shit my pants on my way to San Bernardino. So this really hits home in a lot of ways. Or shits home in a lot of ways if you want to get cheap jokes.
Isn't that a song by Herb Alpert? Do you know Bernardino?
Yeah, Shit My Pants and Other Delights. Everybody had that album. Ask your parents about it. Feels so good. You know what feels so good? Shitting your pants on the way to San Bernardino. Great story, Craig. 75
Craig
points.
Spivitt.
We're La Crescenta.
Oh, boy. Okay, hang tight, hang tight. Craig Spivitt.
Time is an illusion.
How do you say your last name?
Spivitt.
Okay.
S-P-I-V-E-K. Okay, thank you, Craig Spivitt. We appreciate your time. All right. Now, I know what's in the can of truth.
Love you as the thing.
I know what's in this can of truth. It's the audience member. It has to be, because there's only one more piece of paper in here. And in fact, it does say audience. So Tom Alper, come on up. Give Kira Sultanovich can and let Kira Sultanovich pull out our audience member.
Oh, so many to choose from.
And we're going to be so nice to this person, because
there's
this is...
two that I'm just fingering.
Ooh,
between
dirty.
Between my fingers. All right.
Oh.
Chris Weavell?
Chris Weavell! Chris Weavell, come on up to the stage, brother. Chris. You are playing Story Smash. Come on up to the stage.
Chris, drunk tank.
Chris
drunk
Weavell,
tank.
Ladies
drunk
and gentlemen.
Tank.
All right, you guys, be very kind. This is hard. Let them know what to do.
Spin that wheel.
Oh, he spun it the other way. And he brought his beverage. He landed on audience.
Great.
This is rigged. But wait, he is the audience. Yeah.
So do I get to pick?
So, no.
Yeah, hey, you know what?
Not.
I think he should be able to pick his own thing because he's the audience. Yeah,
right. Wow. Yeah. This is a whole new twist in the game that I did not see coming.
We will not comply.
Yeah.
What do we do, Kira?
We will not comply.
We're not complying.
No, I mean we will not comply with your rules.
Oh, they're not complying with me. God damn it, I lose again. All right, you choose your own topic. I don't believe
right.
this is happening.
That's
okay,
right.
That actually totally backfired because now I feel more pressure that I have to pick my own story. No, I'll just go with Mom. How's that?
Mom, okay.
I'm going to go with Mom.
Very nice.
The audience member landed on audience.
Oopsie-daisies.
That's happened to me.
Okay,
welcome
we
to
good?
Show
we back
business.
In the game?
Yep.
I was hoping that would kick me off the stage. That
no,
backfired.
You
okay,
it.
Here we
gotta
go. So do you guys let me know or I just start? Okay. So I just saw my mom like 3 to 4 days ago. I was adopted. Anybody else in here adopted? That's enough crowd work. Let's just keep going. Cool. Saw my mom. She also adopted my younger brother from the same biological mom. I'm 42. My kid brother is 35. We've had a wonderful life. Very happy. Everything's great. And then I go home last week to Pittsburgh, and my kid brother and my mom sit me down, and it turns out we have a sister. Yes. Who's 42 and gets a fucking sister out of nowhere, you know? And the sister hit me up and was like, hey, how are you? Like, oh, you live in L.A., you do real estate, you do stand-up. And I was like, listen, bitch, I don't have any fucking money. I don't know what kind of fucking scam this is. So she might be running the only scam where she's trying to get money from me. And then I hit her up like, you got $20? Like, what are we doing here? You hit me up for a lot of birthdays. Thank God I'm out of time. Thank you guys so much.
Wow. Okay. He landed right on 59 seconds. Stay here. 59 seconds. Chris Weavell, that was very good. Kira Sultanovich.
What a roller coaster of emotions.
I mean, what's happening?
First, I was excited.
Right.
It was a mom story.
Yes.
But then it's not even his real mom.
Who is she?
I'm joking. But then he found out he had a sister, which is like a fun thing. But then he thought she was a money scammer,
right?
Which made me sad now.
Right.
It's a lot of emotions in this minute. Yeah. I don't know. I am very...
That's 100% true, too.
I believe you.
Can you go on the microphone, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to ask you. So your mother gave birth to somebody that she didn't tell you about.
Yeah, she was a real winner. She was really... Yeah, and all three of us have different dads, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was having a good old time. Good old time.
But the sister's the same age as you?
No, no, no. She's 1 year younger than my kid brother. She's 34.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
This is so, like the plot of a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
So close to being on
be
Lifetime.
A documentary.
Yeah, I mean, the way my career's going, I would sell it to Lifetime tomorrow.
Do you make it up for adoption?
You know what she did, honestly? She gave birth to my little sister under a fake name.
Oh.
Gave birth, put her clothes on, and left the hospital. So this girl's been like looking for us her entire life.
Jesus. And, like, your mother no should be under arrest.
Wow. She's actually dead. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He killed her.
No, it's
her.
Quite
he
all right.
Killed her.
I've had some time to get over it. So it's okay.
Wow.
So do you have a lot of money?
I have $20 that's going to a sister in Philadelphia.
No, but why would you think someone would want your money? Are you loaded?
No, not at all. I was just that skeptical.
Just like, paranoid.
I mean, like, at 42, somebody's like, "Hey, I'm your sister." You're like, "All right, internet, take it easy. Like, what do you want from me?" You know, like that was my first reaction.
I think you have an amazing, healthy perspective. Like, you seem to. Is that true? Like, how did that
totally.
Happen?
Well, my adopted parents told me, like, out of the gate, like, what the story was.
Yeah.
So, like, I wasn't weird about it or anything. You know, I was just like, oh, cool. Like, and plus, from what I knew about my biological situation, the adopted one was just way cooler. So I was like, I'm not going to bring anything up.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
let's just ride this out.
So your biological parents are hitting you up for, like, gigs in L.A. now?
Oh, yeah. They're actually in the crowd. They're coming up next,
God.
I think.
Put them up there.
We'll see.
Spin that wheel, parents.
Come on, Mom. So.
Blank a patch.
So your mom was basically just a hoarder.
Which mom? Because one was a hoarder and the
all
other
right,
was
like,
now
right,
you're a hoarder.
Right.
Oh, my Lord.
This is like a Jerry Springer show,
this
for God's sake.
Fantastic.
Yes. Anything else?
I'm just a fan. I love your perspective. I love your attitude. And I want to, can I come and move in with your non-biological family?
Either one, yeah. Dealer's choice. We got a place for you.
Any therapy for you?
Not currently, but probably tomorrow, first thing in the morning.
Okay, very good. Perfect.
9 a.m.
Perfect. Big fan. Big fan.
You know what's making it is the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole time. It's like,
I wasn't prepared, actually.
His belt is kind of a little peekaboo once in a while. Yeah. It's very sexy.
It's a half tuck.
I did that for you.
He did a half tuck, is what he did.
Kind of Bobby Darin-ish. Yeah. You're like very much cigarette holder.
I like him. No.
And I think we all want to give you gonorrhea, is what we're trying to say.
I'm also from Pittsburgh.
Show's over, guys.
I like him.
Oh, from Pittsburgh?
That's where I'm from. And he's there, too, so I like him.
Three Rivers.
I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm from York.
Oh, nice.
Wait, you're my child.
Oh, my God. This is. Say hello to your parents.
Chris Weevil, let him hear it, you guys. Chris Weevil.
Oh, adopted.
Chris.
That was
great.
Bizarre. It was an interesting story. It was a long story, more like a 4-minute story, but that's all right. Okay, now all the names go back into the can of truth,
can of truth.
We shake up the can. We shake the can.
We go
for the second round. Second round. That's right. It's going to be a 2-minute story, twice the fun. By the way, put your hands together for Cato in the back. Thank you, Cato. And Brian at the bar. I understand Brian's the bestie. The best bartender at the Improv.
Best.
Have you heard that?
Best ever, like for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
He's also a sommelier.
I made it clear that he's the best in Los Angeles.
And he's also a Capricorn.
Oh, same. Okay. Yeah. I'm a Capricorn.
Me too.
Of course. Fuck you, Ed.
It's too much.
All right, you guys, coming up right now to tell a true 2-minute story is the one and only, Murray Valeriano. Murray Valeriano, come on up, brother. Here he comes. He's coming around. I'm going to make sure he doesn't get COVID. All right, you guys, let's tell him what to do.
Spin that wheel again.
Oh, another great spin.
This spin brought to you by toilets. A hole in your house you can shit in. You got to shit, use a toilet.
Now he has to spin again because he learned.
I got part two to that fucking story. Yeah, I got part two to that story.
Because that wheel is psychic.
I'm telling you. All right, let's do it again. Here we go. Tell him what to do.
Spin that wheel again.
That was only half the story, Ed.
You'll land on it again. Don't worry.
I'm gonna coast on that last joke.
It's a long spin.
Beautiful spin.
Tick, 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 tick,
wow.
Is it like my neighbor
Foley guy
upstairs.
Or a prop master? Or?
Oh my God, he landed on audience.
Oh no, this is.
He landed
we need
on
a seance. Gotta get a seance.
I love this game so much. What would you like to hear, ma'am?
I can't think now, but you pick something.
Oh no, I'm not picking. What would you guys like to hear?
No, if you want.
We said he has a second.
Hey, buy me a shot after I'll finish the story for you.
Halloween.
Halloween.
New Year's Eve.
Earthquake.
Worst
road gig.
Worst road gig.
Dude, I got a bunch of those.
Yep.
Okay, worst road gig. That's what it is. All right, you guys, give him a big hand of applause. Yeah, you got two minutes. Worst road gig.
Do ten.
Give him a round of applause. Come on, you guys. All right, Marie.
I gotta see if I can do this in 2 minutes. All right, here we go.
You can do it.
Ready? All right. My first road gig ever. I'm on the road. We have Thursday off. Me and the other comedian, Claude Stewart, decide to go see Spokane, Washington. Beautiful. We go to like a Papa John's pizza, and the waitress there is very attractive, very flirty, and Claude says, hey, you should come back to our hotel room and hang out with us tonight. I'm like, yes, yeah, smooth move, Claude. That's really going to work, right? So we go finish the rest of Spokane. We go back to our hotel room. We get a big thing of beer. All my stories apparently have drinking in them. And it's like 2 a.m, and we hear a knock on the door. And she shows up. And we're like, what are you doing here? She's like, I just brought my own Ernest and Julio Gallo of White Zinfandel, and I thought we'd party. We're like, well, let's party. So it turns out, after Papa John's, she went to her part-time job at Deja Vu, the strip club. Yes. I don't know how bad of a stripper you have to be to have a part-time job at. But anyway, so she kills a bottle of Ernest and Julio Gallo by herself and was fine, like a jug and fine. And so we ended up, Claude was a very good friend and left, and we hung out all night, her and I. And then we went and did our show the next night. She didn't show up. Whatever. I killed. We go back to our hotel that night. She comes back, 2 a.m, knocking on the door, has like one sip of Ernest and Julio Gallo, wasted. Just wasted. And I was like, all right, what's up here? What's going on? And she's like, oh, I stole a bunch of drugs from my ex-boyfriend, and he showed up at the strip club, and he punched out a waiter, so I came here. You know, what? You came here? I'm like, we got to get her out of here. And you're like, she can't drive. She can't drive. So I'm like, all right, go shower. We'll figure it out. So she goes in the shower, and Claude and I are like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And I'm like, I don't know what we're going to do. And then I'm like, oh, shit. Dead stripper in the bathtub, right? So I run in, and she's passed out in the bathtub, like up to here, right? So I fucking pick her up, I throw a blanket over, I run down to her Subaru Brat, get downstairs. She goes, great, somebody stole my gun, took her home.
Whoa, Murray Valeriano, wow. Stay right here, stay right here. 2 minutes, 2 minutes and 1 second. I mean, it was a great story all the way around. Blanket patch.
That had everything. That had Ernest and Julio Gallo, two Gallos, and it had a Subaru Brat with the ejectable rear seats.
Wow.
I give it 76 points.
All right.
Wow, that's a lot of points. Kira Sultanovich.
Amazing. Great story.
Yeah.
You know, I've known Murray for a very long time. Have I mentioned that? And he started stand-up in 1953. So I am just impressed that, you know, he remembers that story from so long ago. It's fresh in his mind.
Yeah.
Very good. I want to know what the other stuff we hung out all night means, but, you know, you can tell me
later. That's where I got gonorrhea.
That's right.
Ed Krasnick.
It all comes around, doesn't it, Murray? Yeah, well, first of all, dead stripper in the bathtub. It's like when you know that, that's like a wonderful trope.
Yeah.
And then I guess the other thing is I wish I had deja vu of your life because then I would be remembering these wonderful experiences. Yeah, no, it's really interesting. You've had a colorful life. You really have had a wonderful life.
A lot of bad decisions make a lot of good stories.
Ah.
Wonderful bumper sticker. I give him a 95.
95. All right, Murray Valeriano. Let him hear it. Murray Valeriano. All right, you guys. Coming up right now to tell a true 2 minute story is... Yeah, here we go. Oh, that's good. That's the music I'm looking for. Oh, look, it's our audience member, Chris Weevil. Chris Weevil, come on up, brother. If I hear one more goddamn word about his mother, I swear to God. Here he comes. All right, you guys, let's tell Chris what to do. Spin. Roll. No, it's a two-time thing. It could even be a three-time thing. We're just going to see how well you do. He landed on audience.
This has got to be rigged.
This is not rigged, I swear to God. There's only three spaces to say audience. He just can't get enough. Oh, yeah, he did do it last time. Should we spin again? Let me go to the lead judge, Blaine.
Wait, I'm the lead judge?
Wait, he's the lead judge?
When did that happen?
Should we do?
Want to go to Chambers to figure it out? No.
Yeah, let's go to Chambers. Okay. Yeah, they're probably not open. Let's just go to Spearmint Rhino.
What do we do? We spin again.
What does the crowd think? I'm trying to...
Spin again. Let's spin again. Here he goes. Not so hard. All right, nice and easy. Okay, Chris Weevil, he lands on Drunk Tank. Drunk right. Tank. He's from Pittsburgh. He's got a drunk story.
To this week, actually. All right, we ready? Okay, so I got a DUI a while ago, as I'm sure everybody in the crowd has, right? Seemed to work for other people. No? Okay, just that one guy? Okay, I don't know. I'm just trying new shit up here. I don't know what the hell we're doing. So I get a DUI, right? I don't remember anything. I wake up in jail. That sucks. And a couple weeks later, you get the police report in the mail, right? You know what I'm talking about. You get the police report in the mail. I start reading this thing. I don't remember anything, right? And it says, from the arresting officer, and then it has, like, the questions he asked, and then it has what you attempted to answer with. Okay? Oh, no. First question was, the cop was like, upon approaching the vehicle, Mr. Weibel rolled the window down and asked me if I had a piece of gum. Not a good start. I asked Mr. Weibel for his license and registration. Mr. Weibel said, where'd we land on that piece of gum? Then asked Mr. Weibel if he'd been drinking. He said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm into girls. Yeah. Gets worse. He gets me out of the car, and then it says, I asked Mr. Weibel to walk a straight line, to which Mr. Weibel said, you're a bitch. He then attempted to walk the straight line, fell flat on his face, looked up at me and said, you ain't gonna tell nobody, right, homeboy? Another 100% story. I placed Mr. Weibel in handcuffs, put him in the back of the police cruiser, at which point he said, I don't give a fuck about going to jail. That's what I do. End quote. So I get the court date right. I show up. It's me, the arresting officer, and the judge. Okay? The judge is filling the courtroom and myself in on what happened that whole evening. And the cop was like, hey, we found him drunk at a 7-Eleven. I pulled him over down the road. And the cop was like, that's so dangerous to him and everybody else. I'm dismissing all charges against Mr. Weibel. And you were suspended without pay. And then as I saw him, as I left the courtroom, I was like, I didn't even know what I was talking about. But that night, I was so drunk. Damn it, I just ran out of time.
All right, Chris Weibel, he ran out of time, but I think they're going to want to know the answer. Stay on the microphone, would you, Ed Krasnick?
Your stories are spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
You're spectacular, and the answers that you gave that cub, you couldn't write better answers, right? That's fantastic.
That's bourbon, baby.
Now, yeah, it's and I love how you bring the thing. You've got like a half a glass of something. You've got a two-minute story. Are you going to chase it with the drink? Like, what are you going to do
up there?
The night's
still young. I don't know.
That's fantastic. Well, now, I guess one question that I have is like, has that ever happened to you before? You seem to be
DUI.
Very good at
one
it.
One DUI.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, just one.
Yeah.
Just the one.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you got to try harder. You know, got to have goals.
Oh, my God. So. Wow. How long did you do time?
Like, no, I did no time. No, I did nothing.
So yeah. This is actually a good thing. It's something you would recommend to people. You go out.
Talk to me at the bar. We'll sort it out.
Give some good. Yeah, it's so great that we live in a country where police are so good to people that they pull over.
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
that nice?
Yeah, it was friendly. It was a really nice situation.
Wow. Blaine? Yeah. Kira? Good night. No, that was fantastic.
Oh,
I could listen
to you
tell stories for hours.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Please come back to my chambers.
Blank a badge.
Oh, I thought it was great. My favorite part was when he touched your shoulder. That was that was fucking great.
Sorry about that, by the way.
Yeah, it's okay. There's a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
78 points.
Oh, I'll take it. Thank you.
Kira Zoltanovich.
I mean, look, I'm not trying to, you know, harsh everyone's buzz here. Is that what kids are still saying? I'm very old. But you were given a second chance with your adopted mother, and this is...
Yeah.
This is the way you're taking that you're... You know...
You're going to walk away, aren't you?
Wow. Yeah.
Chris Weibel, let him hear it.
Might be up for adoption again. Thank you guys so much.
Chris Weibel, take your drink.
Wow, I love that.
That was a great story.
Great job.
All right, you guys. There's two more names in the can of truth.
Can of truth.
And right now, coming up to the stage, there's two names in here. Okay, coming up to the stage right now.
My husband calls my cans of truth, too.
Kira has cans of truth. All right, you guys, coming up right now for a true two-minute story is the one and only Craig Spivak. Craig! All right, you guys, let's tell Craig what to do.
Shit!
Wheel! Oh, man, they're getting good at that, aren't they?
This has been brought to you by Three Guys Burgers. Fuck those other two guys. Three Guys Burgers. They know what they did.
Hooking up.
Yeah, you know me.
What'd you get?
Hooking up.
Oh, we don't. We can't see it here. So.
Yeah.
Hooking up.
There it is.
All right. Yep.
Shit. Okay. 2 minutes. Going. And action. I poo my pants. All right. Thank you. I was celibate for approximately 8 years. Actually, I believe it was before the whole incel crap. Whatever, incel. I suffered from horrible depression, so I didn't have sex for 8 years. I didn't date for 8 years, whatever. But I said, "God damn it, I got to come out and I got to fucking do it." So there was all this pickup artistry going on, and I studied that stuff. I don't know if anyone's familiar with pickup artistry and style and all this crap. And lo and behold, it kind of did work. It actually did work for me. I was at the W Hotel in the Westwood area. And a woman, a gorgeous blonde woman, came up to me and said, I was with my friend David. She's, I need to dance. And she was not sober. And I was like recognizing, she's not sober, but don't, be nice. And what have you got going for it? No, just ask, just dance. And so we danced. And she immediately just said, we're going back to my place, And I acquiesced. I acquiesced to, you let the energy in. And I let her in. I let her in. And she took me to her mansion in Bel Air. And it was incredible. I've never humped in a house this giant. It was incredible. And she's all, my husband was at that W Hotel. We're going through a divorce, and he was there. And thank you for helping me through this. And all, I was like, wow, we're so connected. OMG. And the morning hit. And there was the morning light, and she's all, so you're parked on the street, right? And I was like, she had driven me in her Mercedes up this fucking hill. And I'm like, fuck it, I'll go. So I'm on foot, and this is a true fucking image I'm going to give you. I'm on foot, I'm walking down, I pass, I stop, I look to my left, it's the fucking Playboy Mansion, and I'm like, fuck yeah, playa, P-U-A, pickup artistry, that's what I do.
Craig Spivak, oh my God, what a great story. That was unbelievable. He was at the Playboy Mansion. What the what? Blink a patch.
Just dance. Just dance. Let her in like a vampire. That was great. The only thing that was missing was you dead in the pool at the beginning with a voiceover saying, let me tell you how I ended up dead in this pool. That was great. I see William Holden as you. Wonderful story. I'm giving you 80 points.
All right. There's no points. Kira Sultanovich.
It's so funny because I see William Holden as the blonde. Isn't that weird?
Same vocal tone.
Because that's what I was worried. The story was going. You were like, delicious. We have to dance. I was like, oh boy. And check for an Adam's apple. Not there's anything wrong with that. Not there's anything wrong with that.
I don't want to get canceled. As long as there's a monkey funeral.
Please do not cancel me. Great story. I'm so glad that, look, I've been married for a very long time, so I'm also celibate for 8 years. and I'm glad you got, I'm glad you're, what did you call it? Humping? We're 12?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm glad you did that. Good for you. Mazel tov.
I was going to ask you, Kira, do you like the word humping?
Nope.
I don't either.
I hate it.
I mean, what is that?
It's
what is that,
awful.
Craig? You
it's
don't
awful.
Say that to women.
It's cognitively dissonant. I apologize for that.
It's like moist. It's like the word moist.
You can't say that either.
Yeah. It's the same.
I think on the wheel, though, if we put that on the wheel, it might be something.
Try motorboating.
Humping. Just put humping on the wheel.
Motorboat you.
You landed on humping.
The 10-year-old.
You landed on motorboating.
Yeah.
Ed Krasnick.
I landed on moist. Okay. Well, first of all, from celibacy to pickup artistry to sex with somebody who had the voice of Harvey Fierstein. It was very unusual. There, you came out of a depression. You decided to celebrate your life. And let me tell you something right now. You're a winner, okay?
Yeah.
You win.
I have trouble accepting that, but I will accept that.
Taken in.
I will take
and,
it.
And you're also a philosopher. I can tell that you're a philosopher, a deep thinker, and I love the story. It was like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross book, in a way.
It was a real journey, is what it was.
It was a journey. You took us on a journey.
I
you
like
took
to us to
a big W. A big W.
Let him hear it. Craig Spivak. All right. I got to tell you, we got a game going here, don't we? This is an amazing game. We've got one more storyteller coming up for a true two-minute story. And I know the name before I even look at it. Here you go. Why don't you tell us who's coming?
Wendy Wilkins.
Wendy Wilkins. Wendy Wilkins. Come on up, sister. There she is. Let's tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
Hang on one second. I got to go over this way. You go that way.
This has been brought to you by Refrigerator from Milton Bradley. A game of escape.
Holly Weird.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Finally, something else.
Everyone has touched this poor girl in the front. She put her mask on. Have you guys noticed that?
We're going to have to do something for her. Yeah.
It's been a Hollywood theme for me. Mm. All right, you ready? All right, here we go. So back in the zeros, I started having a reoccurring dream that involved Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah, and I've never met him. I've met many people, many famous people, many middle famous people, but for some reason my brain kept having a story, kept repeating with me meeting Philip Seymour Hoffman. Not meeting him, but I actually would run into him at some event, and they were very vivid. I remember every single one of them. And I would see him, and for some weird reason, there was tension between us. Like we had had a past relationship. And not only did we have a past relationship, but something had gone on. Like somebody had had an abortion. Like it was that strong of a weird sense that I had with him. This kept repeating and repeating, even into my marriage. And I had to tell my ex-husband, he was my husband at the time. I had to tell him because I would wake up feeling so guilty because I was having this weird relationship with Philip Seymour Hoffman in my head constantly. So, and it got to the point where at one point we had it out at some event in my mind. Then he passes away. And I'm very sad because I really wanted, one of my dreams in life was to be in a Philip Seymour Hoffman, Paul Giamatti sandwich. And then he died. I'm like, that dream died with it, right? So he died. And I didn't have the dream for like probably 2 years. And then all of a sudden, I had the dream again. And he came to me and we had like a deep conversation where him and I came to peace. And then I've never had the dream again. So Philip Seymour Hoffman and I have some connection. And someday I will meet him. I don't believe in heaven, but I do believe in some kind of ether. And him and I will be together again. Thank you.
Wow. Wendy Wilkins, right on the money. A minute 58. It's a perfect timing. And I also love Philip Seymour Hoffman, but I don't dream of him. Ed Krasnick.
Well, first of all, you and Dr. King had such different dreams. That's one thing I have to say. And then the second thing is I have to break some news to you. It was not a dream. I'm fascinated. There's actually something really cool. You know, there is a technique that you use where you face or you connect with what you're dreaming about. It's an actual therapeutic technique. We're going to try it now. Your story was very Jungian. I appreciate it. I appreciate your collective unconsciousness. And I'm just very interesting tone. I've never heard that tone on this show. Mm. And I want to congratulate you for trusting that tone.
Thank you.
And for your commitment to the dream of Philip Seymour Hoffman. Not in the movie Flawless. He was not very good. But everything else, yes.
Yeah, she did capture a vibe in the room. I thought we were going to have a seance.
That's really hard to do.
Kira Sultanovich.
Krasnick is going to red pill all of us tonight. That was fantastic. Although I will say, a Paul Giamatti Philip Seymour Hoffman sandwich seems very sweaty. It seems
very sweaty, like dirty,
juice,
slippery.
The juice that you get like in the bottom of the ham thing,
juice all over. Like
yeah,
it's gonna
a lot
be,
of
yeah.
juice.
You're gonna have to go to a spa. Yeah, like a whole.
But good for you for being honest with that, because I would never admit that in public.
I love character actors. Chris Penn, of course. I love character actors.
Yeah. I see that. Sure. I see.
I can sit on any weirdo in Hollywood. I'll sit.
Oh, okay.
Wow. This is new information.
Have you met Craig Spivak? He is coming
he's
out
coming
of,
out of celibacy.
He's Giamatti-esque. He's sort of, you could do sort of like an avocado toast thing with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Sideways.
Great story. Great story.
It was a great 300 story.
300 points.
300 points. Blank yeah, match.
Now I'm just hungry. I had a dream once that Ann Coulter and I had some sort of weird connection. And we went to a party, and a bunch of our friends, like Brian Posehn was in front, like a bunch of our friends come walking towards this party, and Ann Coulter and I were in love. And I was like, this is so fucked up. And I knew I was dreaming, and I was like, but I can't deal with my friends because they're going to mess with me. So I flew away. And it turned into a fantastic flying dream.
What a great dream. And what a great Disney movie that
was. But it was very odd. It was because when you have those weird like dreams where you're connecting with somebody that you would never want anything to do with or would never connect with. That's always bizarre. And now we've been married for 4 months.
Wendy Wilkins, let her hear it.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to say, Ed?
You're connecting with a new part of yourself. And again, we'll all be having therapy later.
Okay, that'll be fine. Now, here's where it gets very exciting. Our judges are now going to have to choose from these four pieces of red paper. They need to choose two pieces of red paper to put back in the story-worthy can of truth. And you have 1 minute to do that. Put a minute on the clock, if you would, please. And while they're deciding, I would like to thank you personally for coming out tonight. Really, thank you so much. I am very aware that you have entertainment choices, and the fact that you chose my game show, I appreciate it. Thank you. And let's give a big round of applause to Brian at the bar. Brian at the bar. Big round of applause. Lindsay at the box office. Lindsay in the box office. You know, you can go out to Lindsay after the show and you can say, I want tickets for November 27th. I want tickets for the next Story Smash on Saturday, November 27th. Lindsay, she'll sell them to you tonight. Yes, she will. I swear to God. Big round of applause for Cato in the back. Cato in the back. Thank you on the sound. You got it, brother. And big round of applause for the guy I sleep with. He's right here in the front, Tom Alpert. Thank you for helping me out. I appreciate it so much. You know I do. I love you. All right, you guys. I think, they've got about 4 seconds left. And they're going to put two names in that can. And then we're going to call up two contestants for the final third round, telling a true 3-minute story. And I don't even know if I mentioned to you guys what they're going to win. But it's not a zucchini, I'll tell you that. It's my chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
Yeah. So keep that in mind.
Win diabetes.
Diabetes. Right. Two names are in the can of truth, and I pull out the first one now. And we're going to give them a big round of applause because they made it to the third round, and that person is Wendy Wilkins. Wendy Wilkins, come on up, sister. Here she comes, guys. Wendy Wilkins. Let's tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel. It's been brought to you by On Bug Spray. Lake Bugs, they're going to love you on Bug Spray.
Interviews.
Interesting.
Ready? Here we go. All right, in 1995, they discovered a tumor on my right ovary the size of an uncooked chicken, and it was a breath away from cancer. So, in 95, there was no Obamacare. What you did when you didn't have insurance, because I worked in production and I was a stand-up, is I went to county. And county, you never see the same doctor twice at all. You get people who are in the residency from USC. So it's actually really good doctoring. It's just you end up telling your medical history every single time you meet a new doctor. So I was constantly telling my medical history. The first time I went there, the doctor was a very tall gay guy, and he was very passionate about women's health because I guess his mom and his aunt and everybody had died of some kind of, you know, lady part issue. And he's asking me all these questions, and he asked me a question I'd never been asked before, which was, do you know how many sexual partners you've had? And I went, and he's like, just give me a rough estimate. All right. And so I gave him what I thought was an overestimation. And then a week later, he was like, the only time I saw a second doctor, I was going to see him. And that whole week, whenever I was doing something innocuous, this was what would happen. Oh, oh,
oh, fuck. And I had that by the time I saw him again, that number had doubled. All right. So that's like, so I started writing that shit down. Okay. So the medical history thing kept happening. And then finally I go into the hospital and my dad comes out from upstate New York because I'm dying. You know, he thinks I might be dying. And he's in the hospital room with me. And this hospital administrator comes in. And she starts giving me, asking me the same questions I've already been asked seven times before. So I know that that question's going to come up. And before we start, she goes, do you want your father to stay in the room? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We're open. I don't, you know, I don't need to hide any medical history from him. So she starts asking me questions. And the first question she asks is, have you ever had any abortions? And I say, no. And my dad is stoic. Like he's got a poker face. He does not say anything. So then the next question she asks is, she starts to ask what I think is, do you know how many sexual partners you had? But she switches it up. And under pressure, I tell the truth. And she goes, you haven't had a lot of sexual partners, have you? And I go, no, I have. Fuck. Again, I look at my father, stoic, nothing. And then the third question she asked me was, do you have any religious affiliation? I said, no, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. She leaves. I start to sweat because I know the questions are going to come. And it's like, beep, beep. My dad looks at me and he goes, you don't believe in God? I go, I thought you were going to ask me about, you know, how many sexual partners I've had. And he goes, no, that's your business. And I go, and Yahweh isn't? What are you talking about? All right, that's it. Thanks.
Amazing. Wendy Wilkins, there she goes. Stay on stage. 2 minutes and 56 seconds. Kira Sultanovich.
I just want to start. There's nothing to do with your story. I'm so sorry. I have to go back to my kids' fundraiser so they can send earthworms to space.
Okay, okay.
So I'm letting you know that heads up. Just,
okay.
But I will tell you that I also think she had way too many sexual partners. That was such a great story because I've had to do some uncomfortable things in front of my dad, you know, because I've had kids and stuff. And so my dad was once with me when they asked about a blood. What's the thing that comes out after a baby? Blood clot. Anyway, so I feel you. But I'm wondering why you didn't cook the chicken. I feel like that was your responsibility.
I donated it to science. So ooh. I'm hoping there's a clone of me out there because my ovary was inside of it. So maybe they like dissected it and then took some of my ovary cells.
It's Chris's sister that came from the internet.
Yes.
Oh, that's
Chris,
where
we could be related.
From.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's full circle. But yeah. Great story. And are you okay now?
I am. They got it out in time. I never had to do chemo. I've had two other things taken out of my body. Loves to grow things other than babies. So I've had many things taken out of me, but so far so good.
Okay,
we've kept it at bay, and I've been able to double my life.
Well, yeah. I hope that doctors in the future ask you how many sandwiches you've had instead of sexual partners.
Make I know the number still.
How
many have you had?
It's more than my age, which is 52. That's how many.
Wow! Yeah. Blank a batch.
Four.
I've eaten at least 104 sandwiches. That story had everything. It had sandwiches. It had Paul Giamatti. It had all sorts of other things in my head. It had zucchini.
Yeah.
Wendy, I'm glad you're okay. 100 points.
100 points. Kira seriously has to leave. I'm sorry to say that, but it's okay. It's for children, and we love children.
Hey, Kira.
Let her hear a big round of applause for Kira Sultanovich. Please take your zucchini.
Oh, God,
yes. Yes, no. You're taking it. If you leave early, you're taking a goddamn zucchini. There she goes. We
don't
love
have a
her.
Motorcycle
it's
accident with that on the
situation.
Way home.
Otherwise, she would not leave. Ed Krasnick, what do you think of Wendy's story?
Well, first of all, I think County Hospital, you're a very brave person, okay? So County Hospital, new doctor every time. So you've got a new person coming in and say, you realize you may die.
Yeah.
And then there's like 1,200 people keep coming in.
Well, they said, we're going to send you up to oncology. And I was 25. I had no idea what oncology meant, which means cancer. And I was like, okay. And I get up there and the guy's like, okay, yeah, you have a lot of cancer cells in your blood. I was like, wait, what? Cancer? Like, it was a total,
you
like...
You thought you were going to college.
Like, I had no idea.
Community college clinic.
And I was working on a TV show called Mr. Show, and we were right in the middle of shooting, and they go, we need you to come into the hospital the next Monday, and it was like a Thursday, and I go, oh, can I wait a month? They go, no, you'll have cancer. You know, like, it was that, like, crazy, so I had to...
You have been given a second and third chance, too. This is kind of a theme in our storytelling tonight.
It's a theme.
I'm fascinated. You know, your storytelling style is fantastic because it's so intricate and interesting, but it's not like comedy clubby. And I love that.
In a comedy club.
No. Oh, this is a comedy club. No, but I love that because it's spellbinding and you really bring people into a world. I love that. First of all, I'm glad you're well.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Congratulations on your sexual partners. That's fantastic.
I'm happy about it too.
Because that's right? Am I wrong?
I was talking about that with Ann just the other night.
And what did you say?
Oh, we were just talking about just how inspiring it is that she had so many sexual partners in front of her dad, and her father was more concerned about her ethics.
I think that's so great. And I can picture your dad. That's a great scene in a movie where your dad is like, that's the thing he's fixated on. That's fantastic. He didn't hear anything else.
No, he was a big slut, too, growing up. So I think he just knew I was going to, if I came from him, I was going to be a big slut
Who do you see cast as your dad?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, he would want Clint Eastwood. That's
Clint Eastwood?
Who my dad would want. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a couple people on the lawn
that we can dig up. Yeah.
Wendy Wilkins, you guys, let her hear. Wendy Wilkins. That was a great story. We only have one more storyteller coming up. This is the final story of the night. So, you guys, big round of applause for whoever the heck this is. First thing coming to the stage right now. Oh, look at that! It's Craig Spivak. Craig Spivak, come on up, brother. All right, you guys, let's tell Craig Spivak what to do.
Spin that wheel.
Why does he keep playing that?
This spin brought to you by Fleshlight. It's just like fucking a real flashlight, but it doesn't cut your dick up like a real flashlight.
Pandemic. Craig landed on pandemic.
That'll cheer everybody up. Wow. So everyone in my family's dead. That's all I got on that. No. Pandemic. Well, not much happened in the pandemic. Everyone, if you talk to them, they either broke up or they got together. I broke up with someone. Or she broke up with me. The lady friend, the ex-lady friend, God bless her. I helped her... This was the only movement that I did. I'm telling this story horribly, and I apologize. I went out to San Bernardino to help her move because she had sold her house during the pandemic because it was top of the market, and we're broken up, Craig. So why don't you come by and help me pack up my entire fucking house, and I'm moving to Prescott, Arizona. Oh, this is so fucking cathartic right now. This feels so good. Jesus, how much time I got? Oh, fuck. All right. So I drive out there. This is not the journey in which I shit my pants. It was not that I had gotten through all the shit the pants stuff. Sorry. I get there. I am there for 3 weeks during the height of the pandemic. And I am... holding on to pain and rage but all of the love that I feel for her and everything. And with everything that she tells me to pack up, I'm, yes, let's pack this. Don't throw it across the room. Don't throw it at her head. I look at the TV. I'm like, I help pack... hammer that TV into the wall, and it's going to stay there because the next owners bought the house in cash, and they said they liked the TV. So I'm like, well, I won on that one. Okay, that's fine. So I packed everything up. She got a van, and it wasn't big enough. And then her brother shows up, and her brother's in Prescott, and it's convinced her to move to Prescott, Arizona. And the brother's like kind of a Hell's Angel. He may have had meth on him. I'm not sure. He had two friends with him that were very meth, but they handled the van. They had to get another van. They had to get a car. And I'm just shitting the whole time. No, I'm not really shitting, but I am shitting. And I'm like, Jesus, she's going to ask me to drive to Prescott, Arizona. And I don't want to drive with a full car to Prescott, Arizona. I don't want to confront any of this. I didn't want to confront any of it. I still don't. You're making me confront it in front of you, and I don't appreciate any of that.
But it's good. It's healthy. Fight it, Craig. Fight through the fucking pain. And so her roommate, bless her soul, stepped in. She's a pastor. She's like, well, I got to make it look good. I'm a pastor. She stepped in and she packed up her car to take the load. And then my lady friend was gone. And now we talk on the phone.
Craig Spivak, 2 minutes and 57 seconds. It was a great time. 2 minutes and 57 seconds. Kira Sultanovich. Oh, wait a minute.
Craig.
Ed Krasnick.
Craig, if ever there was a reason to go back to celibacy, this would be amongst the top.
Yeah.
I tell you, first of all, you're a process guy. You're a journey guy. And you go on these journeys, and you may or may not shit your pants, and you go. And I think it's very interesting, your perspective. You're not afraid of feelings. You're angry. You're feeling it. It's happening. But you process it somehow. And I admire that about you. I really do. I don't know this woman. I don't want to know her. But I would say I really liked I also liked watching you be conscious about the time and the storytelling. I think that's really interesting in the midst of this journey.
I love that.
Anyway, I'm a fan and I will be always. That's 142 points.
All right. 142 points. Blankapatch.
I just that had everything. It had shitting. It had apologizing.
It did.
It had more shitting. It had excuses.
Yeah.
It had desperation. It had sadness and pain. Yeah. More shitting.
More shitting. Yeah.
San Bernardino. Yeah. My God. Yeah. It was like if you would have worked City of Industry in there, I would give you 150 points, but I'm only going to give you 148 points.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Craig Spivak. Let him hear it. Craig Spivak. All right. Well, well. It has come to that time. You guys, make your choice. Call Kira. See what she thinks. We'll put a minute on the clock. And listen, I got to tell you guys, you've been a wonderful audience. You had great suggestions. Thank you so much. And guess what? This show, Story Smash, will be on the Story Worthy podcast in about 2 weeks. So if you're not already following Story Worthy, please do that, because Story Worthy is me. And when I say we, I mean me. It's my podcast, and I'm an indie podcast. That means there's not a lot of people behind me. It's an indie podcast, so please follow Story Worthy. Follow my empire of storytelling and make sure you go to storysmashshow.com to find out more show information and plenty of pictures. And also follow Story Smash on Instagram at Story Smash, because again, that's where we get a lot of fun pictures and we appreciate it. So thank you. Another big round of applause for Brian at the bar, Cato in the back, Tom in the front, Lindsay in the very front. And again, for your incredible judges, Ed Krasnick, Blankapatch, Kira Sultanovich, let her hear it in Santa Clarita. Kira Sultanovich, seriously, you guys, she was volunteering at her kids' event, and she said, I'll be right back, you guys. I just have to go for a minute. And another mom says, where are you going? And she goes, Hollywood. And she left, and she has to be there by 9. I don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, the winner tonight gets the chocolate chip cookies, which is great fun. And after the show, we're going to be in the bar. That's right. There's another bar at the Improv with Julie, the bartender over there. We're going to have a good time over there. Come over to the bar, have a drink, and we'll hang out. That'd be fun as well. You see? All right. Big round of applause for everybody you saw on the stage. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
And for Christine Blackburn, and ladies and gentlemen, look at her do this.
I love my game show. All right, you guys, this is tough. How did you come to the decision, Ed? Was it hard?
We had a discussion about it. We went into Chambers.
Yeah.
We had hors d'oeuvres in Chambers. We had Lazy Susan.
We mostly talked about how difficult it is to spell hors d'oeuvres, even though we've spelled it hundreds of times.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah, no, I could never
this
spell
is
that.
A good group. These storytellers are really interesting.
Yeah,
really
everybody on stage was very good tonight. How about a round of applause for all of our storytellers?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. It was a great night. Stories.
We don't want to...
A lot of audience stuff. A lot of energy. Difficult decision.
Yeah.
Because really two different kinds of storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
Both really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that ultimately, you know, Blaine was very upset about it, and so I calmed him down.
We were trying to rehash some shit that happened at Yankee Doodles back in 98.
Yankee Doodles.
Yeah, you guys know what it's like. You get into Yankee Doodles, it just it takes over.
Yeah.
They don't let you in without a kid. Everybody was fun, but we thought tonight Wendy Wilkins is our winner.
Wendy Wilkins is the winner of Story Smash. Come on up,
chocolate
Wendy.
Chip cookie.
And a big round of applause to everybody who played tonight. Chris Weivel, our audience member. Music. Oh, sorry. And here we go. And also Craig Spivak, great storyteller. Murray Valeriano. All of you out there, thank you so much for coming out. Black Batch, Ed Krasnick. My name is Christine Blackburn. Good night. Wilkins has just informed me this is her